Enrico Caruso. Does that ring any bells with those of you over 30? He was before my day, certainly, but I think I heard about him from relatives. Italian opera singer. Well, he was American, I guess, or he came to America and sang in operas, and apparently he was the idol of young ladies of the day, back in the 20s and 30s, I suppose. But this poem, though, called Perfect Romances, has mostly to do with the settling of the West. And of course, here we have so little water that when you see water, you really appreciate it. And I remember several years ago, I went backpacking in the Sierras and we sort of jumped off from Bishop, California. And I remember in the outlying districts, the irrigation water running down the ditches, and what a favorable impression that made. So this is an imaginary tale about the settling, I suppose, of Bishop, California, or other towns like it. And it ends, believe it or not, with Enrico Caruso. Perfect romances. Now that they've reached success, now that they've left behind the plague of steatorrhea, evenings in the valley, in each house, they open the storybook of their lives and feel the great sadness of how they got there. The buttes always ahead, fleshed carved out with an axe, the wagons pulled by the hefty demons of oxen breaking down, dragging behind them, and at night their wives refusing to cook, withdrawing to talk about the perfect romances of their childhoods. And when they arrived, guns out, ready to defend what wasn't yet theirs, how the animals fled up the hillsides, elk and rabbits instantly turned into chimeras and wyverns, looking back over their shoulders through their smoky beards, wild-eyed for a last glimpse of paradise, theirs. For as the carpenters sang, the houses went up almost without trying. The furniture they built tumbled from their own fumbling hands to stand like foreign guests, cantadores glowing in their rooms to be admired, passed on to future generations. Even the plowmen, the most docile of idiots, came drooling back in their rubber boots at noon to report birds hovering over the distant marshes where their treasure is, and married early. So now they have their orange groves, a bit of the Mediterranean, thick and rich as legends with mirrors stuck in them where evenings the lovers whisper. Now outside the placid houses run the braided irrigation ditches, where weary men stoop, drink, go home young again. Now behind each village farmstead is a barn, hewn from oaken timbers, clean and cavernous as a theater, where an hour after sunset the bull, his skin still touched with it, pokes his head out a window, stretches, tests his golden throat like Enrico Caruso getting ready for a date.